It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm associate producer Katie Blackley. Since 2006, Strong Women, Strong Girls has been serving the Pittsburgh community through mentoring and outreach programs. Earlier this month, I stopped by one of their anniversary celebrations and spoke with their executive director, Sabrina Saunders.
So today we're at Jump Into Spring, where over 300 girls, their parents, over 180 mentors, and 60 professional women are at the Jewish Community Center in Squirrel Hill, jumping into spring.
What is Strong Women, Strong Girls?
Strong Women, Strong Girls is an after-school mentoring organization in Pittsburgh and Boston, and we provide support to girls in grades 3 through 5 by training undergraduate college mentors who are young women to mentor girls in grades 3 through 5. We also provide mentors to those undergraduate students. Those mentors are called strong leaders. They're professional women from throughout the region, and they give back their time as well.
Why was this program brought to Pittsburgh 10 years ago?
So 10 years ago, Strong Women, Strong Girls was a Boston-based organization. And our model is based on the college students being available and in the region. We have a unique college population here in Pittsburgh, a significant college population here in Pittsburgh. We also have a need. Our program is available to girls in some of our most disadvantaged areas and communities, but we know that all girls could use this kind of program. And so understanding that the use of college women is volunteers, that was important to a model like this working, and having the girls and the need. So Linda Babcock from Carnegie Mellon University was working on the board in Boston. And of course, I always would say that she knew that eventually we would want to bring Strong Women, Strong Girls to Pittsburgh, and she helped to make it happen.
How do you identify the younger girls?
So we are working in schools and community centers where 50% or more of the girls receive free or reduced lunch. So that means that all girls are eligible for our free program if they are attending that school. We utilize our partners in the school and at the sites. We do outreach directly to parents, and it's really pretty much word of mouth. Once a girl is a part of Strong Woman, Strong Girl, she tells her friends, and then of course they want to be a part of it as well. It's like a sisterhood.
So what we do in Strong Woman, Strong Girls, it's really fun. And I hope you guys get to join Strong Women, Strong Girls as much as we have, because it's really fun and they take us everywhere. And we learn about girls that changed history and the universe.
What's a typical day like in Strong Women, Strong Girls?
So we believe that our program, although it is skills-based and we have a skills-based curriculum that is used, is not an extension of the school day, so to speak. It's a fun activity and program, and it's a safe space for girls. They enter into the program, and the first thing they do is get out the wiggles and the giggles through a Get Active. So something healthy, attached to health and wellness. They also have a healthy snack. Once they get the giggles and wiggles out, they begin by doing roses and thorns. So giving the girls a voice, an opportunity to say what was good about their day or their week or what was not so great as well. So they share out. They then read a biography of a strong woman, either throughout history or locally. We like to feature local women so that girls can, you know, kind of touch and feel the success. That woman who's featured along with her is also a skill. So something like perseverance or determination. The girls not only learn what determination and perseverance looks like, but what it means. They, through an activity, can practice utilizing their own skills of perseverance or determination. And once they conclude with an activity, sometimes they're hands-on, sometimes they're individual activities or group activities, they write into their journals. They are given a prompt, usually something that's related to the skill or the lesson for that day, and they can write to their mentors. The cool thing about the journal is that the mentors write back to them. So when they receive their journals, before they even write anything down, they can read what the mentors have written back to them. So it's really like having a pen pal and someone that you can communicate with. It's really about giving the girls a voice.
We read about strong women in our bios, and it really encouraged me because I used to be shy, but then Strong Women, Strong Girls brought me out of my shell, so I really thank them for doing that, because I thought I couldn't be the person I am today.
Before the end of every single program, our girls chant our mantra, which is, I am strong, I am proud, and I'm not afraid to shout it out loud. And then they scream strong women, strong girls at the top of their lungs. We believe that that's really, really important.
Strong women, strong girls!
How did you choose the age for the younger girls?
So the pre-adolescent age is actually very thoughtful. We know because research tells us that at age 9, a girl's self-esteem peaks. And after that, it begins to plummet. The reason for our program and the skills that we select is to really just stop that self-esteem peak right in its tracks. We want to keep our girl self-esteem level exactly where it is, because if we don't have programs like Strong Women, Strong Girls focusing on raising self-esteem and ambition for girls, we do see things like girls trying risky behaviors. They're more susceptible to things like dropouts, pregnancies, and we clearly don't want to see that happen. And so we focus on the grades 3 through 5 because of that self-esteem peak. What research also tells us is if a girl's self-esteem does peak and then begin to plummet, she will not see that same level of self-esteem until age 35. And I've got to tell you, I turned 35 this year and I can really feel it. You become, you know, a lot more confident. You don't really care as much about what people think or what they say around this time. But who wants to wait until 35 to say, you know what, I don't really care, I'm just me.
What goes into the preparation for the college students?
We have significant level training for college women. They receive training twice a year, training that focuses on things like a strong foundation for mentoring in general, working with a diverse group of girls. Many of our college students are not from the region, and so we're putting them in communities and neighborhoods they probably would have never been in outside of course, their university campus. And so just teaching them about the terrain a bit, teaching them about Pittsburgh. We teach them about cultural competency, and we also teach them about dealing with difficult situations. We think that that's really important. College women are very strong themselves and very relatable to our girls. The girls have fun with them. They call them their big sisters. But we prepare them so that if something were to arise in a conversation or at a session, they're prepared to back it up.
My name is Presley Gedman. I go to the University of Pittsburgh, and I am currently a sophomore. This experience is incredible and invaluable to me. You really become a strong role model in their lives, and some of these girls aren't fortunate enough to have that strong role model, the consistency in their lives, and it's really great to be able to provide that kind of consistency.
But we also have support in place for them. We have site facilitators at every site. Those are our community or school-based champions in the building. They can provide support as well.
And you said professional women also play a role in this. What is that role?
Yes, so we have 101 professional women who have signed on to mentor our mentors, pretty much. The college age is a very difficult transition sometimes, and a very exciting one as well. And so we have professional women in place to talk with college mentors, not just about their experiences mentoring in some of these disadvantaged communities and communicating with their peers, taking on leadership roles within their chapters, but also what's next. Now, what is the career that they want to pursue, and how do they do that? What steps can they take to be successful?
My name is Christina Ruggiero. I'm an associate dean in the School of Arts and Sciences at the University of Pittsburgh, and I have been a strong leader for, it'll be 8 years in August. I'm just someone who can listen and give insight if they ask for it, and someone they can ask questions without judgment. And really, I'm there to support whatever decisions they want to make. So I just try to help them find their own answers. So it's really sort of amazing to see that sort of cycle of mentorship and growth and girl empowerment through the program.
And so they have a coach that can help them through some of those difficult transitions and some of the most exciting times in their lives.
10 years, that's a long time. How have you seen the program change or evolve over the years?
Well, we've grown significantly. We've grown from serving 35 girls in 2006 to serving over 600 girls in 2016. We also have 180 college women who mentor with us. Like I said, 101 professional women engaged in the program. And we are literally in 23 different neighborhoods at 35 different sites. We've got 6 chapters on 6 college campuses. I mean, we've grown tremendously. just last year, we partnered with Carlo University to develop a 3-credit course for college women to take as a part of service learning. And so we're growing by leaps and bounds, touching more girls. We've also seen success as it relates to our impact. Parents are enrolling their girls for a second year at growing rates. They're seeing the increase in self-esteem in their girls. They're saying, my girl is more confident. My girl is excited to be a part of Strong Woman, Strong Girl. She feels a connection to Kinta women. And that's what this is all about.
How do you measure your impact?
So we measure our impact based on social and emotional change, an increase in knowledge of college and careers. We survey our girls twice a year, of course, measuring their knowledge on entry, and then, of course, whether or not that has changed upon exit of the program. We also measure qualitative data as well. We want to know exactly how they're feeling, and we look at what they're saying about the program as well. We think that that's much more beneficial and valuable, and our girls are saying exactly what we want them to say, so it's fantastic, but it also shows us that the program is working. They're saying things like, yes, I'm a leader. Absolutely. Yes, I'm going to college. Most certainly. And you know what else? I'm going to CMU because that's where my mentor goes. So it makes a difference to us to hear from our girls directly. And sometimes a survey where they're circling or filling in an emoji, because our surveys include emojis. We want to make sure that girls aren't just filling a bubble. But to hear directly from them makes much more of a difference than them just saying yes or no to one of our pre-made surveys. It's exciting. We feel really proud of it.
This helps a lot for me. It makes me look forward to what to do in college because all these mentors are from college.
What's your hope for the next 10 years?
So for the next 10 years, we're looking at, of course, serving more girls, ensuring that with growth, our quality remains the same and is consistent. We want to move the needle as it relates to self-esteem and ambition for girls. Right, there are not enough women in CEO positions, in government, in many fields. There's still not enough of young women and girls going into STEM fields. We know that our girls are our future, literally. They are our mothers, they are our leaders in the boardroom and in our communities. And we want to make sure that they are strong and that they begin strong and stay that way throughout. It's very important for our community to see that through. And so for the next 10 years, we're gonna keep at it. We're also excited to see, our college women come back and mentor as strong women and see their success as well.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Essential Pittsburgh's Katie Blackley. Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Donald Trump says as president, he'll bring back the steel and coal industries in Pittsburgh. Is that even possible? Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.